Good afternoon, monsters. Welcome to Good Vibes. Yes, I know I'm saying welcome again, but it's a special welcome this time because I'm not just welcoming you, monsters. I'm also welcoming my special guest this afternoon. I've got Nobita, you guys. Nobita, hey, make some noise. Yes. Yes, more noise. Go. All right, Nobita, by the way, is made up of Jay, of Richmond, of Mark, Jonathan, and Sam. So welcome to the show. Thank you very much for taking the time to be here. And of course, it's exciting to have you guys on my show. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I want to know, before we talk more about your new single, Tayo Na Lang, we are just starting the third month of 2024. So ano mga ganap so far for Nobita from like Jan up until Feb? Wow, such a long time frame.
Magandang hapon muna sa lahat. January to ngayon, ano bang mga pinagkaabalahan natin? Ah, yun, siguro yung bagong single namin. Nag-focus kami sa music video. May music video yung bagong single namin. Mm-hmm. So yung mga hindi pa nakakapag-check ng music video namin, check nyo na.
And also, how long did it take for you to, I guess, from lyrics to arrangement, how long did it take for you guys to produce Tayo Na Lang?
Kailangan na si Tayo Na Lang. I think it's mga November nung ginawa natin yung song. Tama?
Tayo Na Lang.
Oh, no.
So from, okay. So January.
Span up 2 months, then ayun, nagmamadali kami mag-release ng kanta, and that is Tayo Na Lang.
Grabe. Well, I mean, okay, so usually people would take like longer to produce, but once it came out, it actually sounds really good, and I really love the song also. And so it was also released nung February 14 of this year, February 14, 2024. Was that intentional na midnight, drop it on Valentine's Day? Did you want that to be like a theme song for Valentine's Day this year?
Yeah, we're really planning to have a song release on February. Mm-hmm. And it was just a bonus for us to have it released on February 14th.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I mean, I think it's a beautiful song. And for those who haven't heard the song yet, could you tell us what's the story of Tayo Na Lang?
Tayo Na Lang, it's like a one-sided kind of love.
Hala.
So, ano pa bang ma-add natin doon?
Yeah. In the songwriting process of the song, we finished the cars first, and obviously you can, if you're gonna check the lyrics out, it's like you're missing someone. Mm. And that's, it's not yours basically. So in the verse it's like you're persuading her or him to be yours.
Wow, like so nasa iba siya.
Not necessarily.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That sends a different message. But not necessarily. Yeah. Pero okay, so I get it now. Tayo na lang. It's like, come over here.
Yes.
Yeah, tayo na lang. Yon. Okay, gets. So, I also read that the lyrics and arrangement, it conveys the early days of passion and longing. But in this case, yun nga, of like, kind of persuading someone to be with you. So could you share with us, and I want individual answers this here naman, para, you know, let the monsters get to know you a little bit. So we'll start off from Sam, and then we'll go this way all the way to Mark. How do you know when you're falling in love with someone?
Oh, when you're out of words.
Out of words.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sam says when you're out of words. What about Jonathan? How do you know when you're falling in love?
Siyempre, kinikilig.
Kinikilig ka. What makes you kilig? I'm so curious. What are the things that would make you, or maybe guys in general, kilig?
I smile.
Smile, yeah.
You smile. When you see them smile? Oh.
Kahit na magkatigilan lang.
Ah? True, true. I felt that. What about Jay?
Ano siguro kapag hindi na makatulog sa gabi, kapag unan at kumot lang yung katabi.
Wow.
Sounds family.
Ganon. Ganon. Okay, Richmond, what about you?
You got Mike there, guys.
When you're okay, kapag lagi mo silang iniisip, and happy ka when you're thinking about them. Oh, that's when you know you're in love. Cute! Mark, what about you?
Ganun yung sagot niya eh. Ganun sa akin eh. Ano, pag lagi mo siyang iniisip, tapos kapag parang gusto mo siya lagi makita.
Oh, okay. Well, I love that. Thank you for sharing what makes you, or how do you know if you guys are falling in love.
How about you, DJ? Sorry.
How about me? Okay, if I will share. Okay lang. How do I know if I'm falling in love? I think it's a mix, no? It's like, bigla na lang, you can't stop thinking about them. Their opinion, you value it. And then parang, yeah, it's like you want to make plans for them. But you gotta also keep that boundary of not planning too much. Because it's like, kakasimula lang, di ba? Well, anyway, okay. So, if we were to take stock of Nobita's discography of all of your songs, your music really leans into Who Got Love songs. And I actually saw this on your profile, na parang Who Got Love songs really was like the overarching theme. So while we're still at the tail end of the love months, could I ask each of you once again, how would you define love naman? Not, it doesn't have to be long. It can be just like short, few sentence, one sentence. Let's go naman from Mark going to Sam.
Define love, ano? Love is everywhere.
Love is everywhere. Okay, sige, energy siya. Okay, Richmond, what about you? Synonym, gano'n. Love is all around. Love is everywhere. Pwede ito maging poetry. Okay, ano pa? Sige, oh, Jay, ano pa?
Love is the most powerful force in the universe.
Ba, pwede, pwede. Jonathan, what about you?
Common lang sa akin eh. Give and take lang eh. Mm-hmm.
Love is give and take. Okay. That's also good. Sam, finally.
Love is the only thing that's worth living for.
That's the song right there.
I know, but it kind of applies to all, you know.
Yeah, I feel like with all the lines that you guys just mentioned, you can form like a chorus already.
We can do that now.
Go. Okay, so what is it though? Because, okay, so most of your music is about love songs. So what is it about love songs that compels you, or love rather, that makes you want to make music about it?
Siguro yung love songs kasi bolero siguro kami kaya parang madali nga sa amin gumawa ng love song. Nagiging aside kasi ayun nga syempre gaya nga na sabi ko yung pag-ibig isang ano yun, napakalakas na sobrang powerful force.
Mm-hmm.
And I think lahat tayo doon nakaka-relate. So maganda yung mga songs namin is about love. Maraming makaka-relate.
Sino sa inyo naka-experience ng heartbreak?
Richmond.
Lahat ba kayo? Is one still good? Lahat? Has everybody experienced heartbreak here?
We can say that. We can say that, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, relate also. Well, so I'm curious. Are some of your songs inspired by real-life events from anyone's personal life? Could you tell us what songs those are? Could you share? If you can share. If you can share.
That's hard, you know.
Issue to.
Yeah.
Basta ako, masaya ako ngayon.
Yeah. It's probably what you feel in that particular moment, probably. But not necessarily reflects in your life, in your real life. Yeah. But for example, if you're lonely, sometimes when I wrote the song Totoo, I feel like I'm longing for someone, but not necessarily that I'm longing for someone, longing for a partner. might be longing for a relative or someone I knew before.
Yeah, I think I remember na yung sinulat mo yung totoo nasa UK ka.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So it reflects that, it reflects of me wanting a specific feeling from someone, but not necessarily love, just what I said before. So probably yeah, totoo. That's from my end. I don't know with my other co-bandmates.
Yeah, thank you, Sam. Anyone else can contribute? Sinong ayaw daw. No comment. Naka-move on na daw.
Yeah,
naka-move
on. Ganon. Masaya na ang mga puso namin ngayon.
Okay, sige. We won't open that box. Okay, sige. But okay, where if ever you could like suggest a song about like heart, like if someone wants to be encouraged, siguro, in love, sa mga heartbroken, what song would you recommend that they listen to?
Sa song namin siguro yung Bukang Liwayway.
No, that's so pretty. I love that term. It's so nice. Well, anyways, and that song is about kind of like moving forward.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, exactly. And I remember nung sinulat ko yung song, ayun yung times na sobra, hindi naman sa brokenhearted, pero siguro nasa mababang ano ko ng buhay ko. And yung mga words na yun yung gusto ko marinig. So, yung mga malungkot, pwede nyo check yun.
Yan. Reassuring. Reassuring yung song. Bukang Liwayway. Okay. Now, okay. Not without... So you didn't name any like the songs except for Totoo, right? For the songs that were inspired by real life events. In any one of the songs that you did not name, did someone actually message siguro saying na parang, is this song about me? May violent reaction ba? Was there a violent reaction or no naman? Or is this a no comment kind of thing?
A no comment kind of thing.
Ah, so that's a yes.
I think so, yes. Yeah.
No worries. Pero I mean, cuz that's always like the kind of like the thing. It's like if I bring the song out, baka they might feel like this might be about me. But anyway, the point is at least it's relevant to anyone else who's listening who might be experiencing the same thing, which is what music does anyway. It brings a lot of people together. So, in order for you to create your music, who are your music influences who inspire you to write love songs? Or similar songs?
Mark.
Hey, Mark. Nakaisip ka na. Answer.
Similar. Siguro nag-aasundo po kami sa ano eh, sa Liber Maya.
Okay. Okay.
Liber Maya, ako yung kuya ko. Shoutout sa kuya ko.
Aww. What else? So Liber Maya, and then your kuya. Anyone else?
Coldplay.
Okay.
Yeah, references. Prep.
Prep. All right. Well, I mean, in that sense, other artists that you enjoy listening to might not necessarily inspire you, pero you like listening to them. You like maybe jamming to their music or just like listening to it makes you feel good.
Hey Bobby.
Oh, si ano, sila Sud. Sila Sud. Hmm. Mga tropa sila. Mayo.
Okay.
Prep.
Yeah. Coldplay.
Coldplay again. Alright, sige. Well, since you guys have been around since 2018, for those who have yet to enjoy more of your music, some fans might want to know, why did you name your band Nobita? Because it's not like a combination of all your names. Mark, Richmond, Jay, Jonathan,
is
Sam.
It, do you want the long version or the short version?
We got time.
Okay, yung short version na lang.
Yeah. TLDR, ganun.
So we got no name. We got... I haven't decided with the name yet before. Mm-hmm. And our first event, our very first event is coming up and it used to be... Tero, he's gonna be the one doing the poster, making the poster up for that specific event. I think that's a charity event, I think so, yeah. For cancer event, yeah. We haven't decided yet, but I think we're pressing towards one name, which is One Little Too Little Chi. But we're not pushing through that name. So, but, yeah. it's like a day or two that we're brainstorming with a name. Then Jonathan, he got this Facebook profile picture, Nobita, and he messaged Tero during when he's making the poster by itself. So why don't we just name ourselves Nobita? At that time,
pinakita ko na lang yung poster sa kanila, nandun yung Nobita.
It's gonna be a project name. That's our deal. It's gonna be a project name. We're gonna change it eventually.
So working title kung babak.
Sana. Up until now, baka may masuggest sila.
Pwede pa.
So that's the true story behind it. But before, when we're doing interviews, it's not making up, but we Googled up what's the name of Nobita apart from the anime.
Yeah, because when I tried to look it up, it was like, parang anime?
Yeah.
So, okay.
But we're 90s kids, so it's fine with us
relevant
to be named.
Naman.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And so, do you guys want to perform in Japan then? And then bury your bad name, Mr.
That's a bucket list.
Do you want to change your name before?
That's a goal.
That's a goal. But
actually, there are some artists from Japan who covers our song.
What? Yeah. That's so cool.
I mean, yeah. Not that popular, but they like translate our songs into Japanese.
That is so cool.
Yeah, name Totoo and Ikaw Lang. Yeah.
Do you nakilig ba kayo when you guys found that?
Yes.
Yeah. Grabe.
Kilig ko yung Jonathan.
Okay. Well, I mean, okay, yeah, I feel like it would be cool. So if you guys were to perform nga in Japan, would you stick to the name or you would change it? Kasi baka it's like, you might have to tell the story again. Na parang biglaan. It was just a working title. Or
if
working.
That's what it takes. To, yeah. Yeah. We're going to stick to the name. Yeah.
All right. There we go. And so what would you say, though, is the best part about performing in front of an audience as a band or even individually? Ano yung nararamdaman ninyo when you're performing?
I think you can't find a same energy in performing live in front of a big crowd.
Yeah. Sure. It's also fun to perform
the
live.
The fun.
The crowd.
The fun, the energy, the interaction.
Iba-iba kasi yung ano eh, yung iba-iba yung crowd eh.
Yes.
So,
and that's the thrill of it. Yeah. Because we get to see different type of crowds and it challenge our versatility as a band in performing in the stage.
Yeah, and their energy definitely helps. Like, it feeds your performance.
Yes.
That's awesome. And, okay, so we're nearing the end of the interview, but I also want to know, so you're commonly known for, like, these love songs, the hugot, and I guess the one-sided love stories also. Would you ever consider writing songs that were still about love, but they're more, vengeful, parang Reputation era. Would you ever consider writing something about that? Or would you still lean into, like, no, let's give it a little bit more hope or something?
Maganda yun, ha?
Thank you, ma'am, sa idea.
You're welcome.
Pwede naman, mag-aantay lang kami ng, ng mabubroken sa amin, tapos...
We're not closing any doors for it.
Gusto ko lang ng credit. Na yun.
Now we're talking.
So pag may lumabas nun, ibig sabihin, merong masaktan sa atin.
Oo, yun na yung signal. Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, so before you go, for the monsters as well, let's give them a little treat. So could you give us a snippet of Tayo Na Lang live here in the studio so that they can enjoy it? And then after the interview, we are definitely going to play Tayo Na Lang as well on the radio.
Kailangan ka ng puso ko. Bakit di na makatulog sa gabi kung unan lang at kumutang ka tabi? Labis, labis na mimiss ka, oh baby. Tanging inaanap ko lately, tayo na lang, tayo na lang, tayo na lang, tayo na lang.
Wow, oh my gosh, you guys sound so good live. Like, I'm listening to it right now, the head was, I'm like, it's like, I want more. Tapos in ang song. But anyway, yes, Monsters, I hope you guys enjoyed the live snippet of Tayo Na Lang. We are going to play that after the interview, so do stick around. Before we go, could you tell us what's next for Nobita? Do you have anything in store for maybe this year, apart from like performances or maybe plans lang at least of like what you want to do in 2024?
Expect more music from us. We can't say yet with the exact dates, but definitely more music from us.
Yeah,
I think collaborations. Yeah.
Collaborations, hopefully.
Yeah.
Help us pray.
Pero yeah. You should talk about that just a little bit more, just to manifest it on air. I always let people do that para manifest yun. You don't have to say the artist, pero yes.
Yeah.
Collaborations.
Yeah. Collaboration.
Performances.
Yes, 2024.
Yeah.
And more hits to come.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's see.
We are just like putting that out in the universe.
Yes. Not just for us, just for us, for the OPM industry. Yes.
Yes, definitely. And so, thank you very much, Nobita. Thank you, Sam, Jonathan, Jay, Richmond, Mark, for gracing the studio with your presence. And I hope to have you guys again here for more live music. You guys sound live, like, oh my god, an acoustic version, like for concert series or something. Oh, like, I'm in.
Thank you.
So invite the listeners, the Monsters, to listen to Tayo Na Lang. And if anything else that you guys want to promote, go ahead.
Monsters, available na yung aming latest single, Tayo Na Lang, sa lahat ng streaming platforms. At para maging updated kayo sa amin, follow nyo kami sa lahat ng social media account namin. Search na lang ang Nobita Music PH at yan, maumay kayo sa amin.
Hindi naman maumay. Ma-enjoy din nila yan. But anyway, 359. Thank you very much once again, Nobita. And more power to you guys. More music, collabs, performances, and hits definitely coming your way and for the OPM industry. Thanks. Thank you to the Monsters for
Thank you, Monsters.
Listening live. And with that, I leave you with the track from Nobita, of course. The Here's Tayo Na Lang, right here on The Monster.